Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, the five. And my sisters are bringing the sets. And another
hey,
two for the
is this? Sorry.
I'd make a smart remark about acting like you own the place, except of course you do.
You need more space.
Which I'll have once you've gone. So what can I do for you?
Oh, come on. Have you read it yet? The new play?
New play?
The one I wrote as an actual prisoner on a pirate ship.
More a polish than a new play.
Reworked from the ground up. From shocking and vivid first-hand experience, dripping with insight.
Yes, nobody's disputing that.
A never-before-seen glimpse of life among the pirates, with jokes and drama and songs.
I like the songs, they're
but
good.
But best of all, it puts the boot right into my snivelling toad of a brother for taking so long to rescue me in the first place.
Ah.
Fulvia told me he sat around all night doing nothing. And if it weren't for Cleopatra, I wouldn't be here at all. And then he declares it as a victory for the Roman state. Ha! He won't look so heroic once we stick this before the public.
About that.
Don't you like the play? It can't be that awful, can it?
Oh no, it's very good. Better than the old one in every respect.
Then why are you looking at me like Hannibal just broke through the Alps?
Because we've decided to make some changes to the play's more topical elements.
What? I don't believe it. Wait, how... Who's we?
Myself and our new patron.
What new patron?
Ah, there you are, Freedman.
Oh, good morning, Caesar.
I have had some more ideas for the second act. Oh, Octavia. A good effort on the new script, but I think we'll take it from here.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 13, The Producers.
The ship's deck needs a trapdoor, don't you?
A trapdoor?
So that I, or rather, you playing the role of Gaius Octavius Caesar, can leap out and surprise the pirates during the rescue scene.
Ooh, I like that.
And then I, by which I mean you, can grab a rope and swing across with a sword between my teeth.
What are you talking about?
With a sword between my teeth, and I kick Sextus Pompey straight over the side and into the mouth of a passing shark.
A shark?
Can we do that?
Gaius!
Hard to train a shark. They never learn their cues.
Dangerous too, I should think.
Often.
Still, you must have a few actors you don't mind getting rid of.
Oh.
Gaius!
Yes? Ooh, that's a very unhealthy shade of red you've gone there.
What in Minerva's name are you doing? This is my play! You can't just swan in here and take over.
As a triumvir, I absolutely can.
You're pulling rank on me.
Look, it's still your play. I've adjusted the beginning and the middle and a bit of the ending. That's all. It is critical that the people understand the truth of what happened during the Pompey affair.
The truth?
Yes, that Rome is strong and will always triumph over its enemies. Because disturbing rumours have reached my ears that Sextus Pompey and his cutthroat band are more popular with the public than we are. And when I say the public, I mean those soldiers camped all over the city upon whose goodwill our security depends. So, what we all need is a thumping good yarn with a patriotic flavour. Right, Quintus?
Yes, Caesar.
And that is not what you wrote, Octavia. You made us look weak.
I wrote from experience.
Well, as your new producer, I will see to it personally that this play is a thrilling success and exactly the story that Rome needs to see.
But what do you know about running a production?
Please, I run a republic. That's much harder. Quintus, let's talk extras. My cousin has a parrot. You can teach it lines, can't you?
Oh, very difficult. But consider it done. Thank you.
I do so love being a patron of the arts.
Gaius, get out of my play. Get out of my company. Get out of my life.
Oh, stop being such a...
Drama queen?
That's it.
What?
His words, not mine.
Till later, Octavia. See you at rehearsal. Come along, Quintus.
Quintus!
I'm sorry, but what could I have done?
Said no!
And get thrown off the Tarpeian Rock? No, thank you.
Quintus!
As Caesar commands! It won't be so bad. Maybe.
Oh, go jump in a shark!
Okay. For the record, I do not think you should set fire to the Temple of Jupiter.
All I'm saying, Charmian, is if there was another crisis in the city, he'd have to deal with that instead.
His crisis is the city. Are you going to set fire to all of Rome?
Don't tempt me with a good time.
This play really matters to you, doesn't it?
It's my play, not his play. It's bad enough having my words mucked around with, but making it part of his propaganda campaign? No!
Then we'll have to stop him.
Thanks for the we, but how?
Well, ever since I arrived here, I've been finding out what makes you Romans tick. For professional reasons.
Skipping lightly over that.
Gaius is hardworking, persistent, and unpopular, so he can take a lot of punishment. Which means we ask ourselves, what could make him so miserable that he'd leave the theatre and never return?
What or who?
Oh, sorry. What are you both doing in the costume cupboard?
Nothing.
That is, how would you like to help us get Caesar off this production?
Oh, can I? The guy's got me playing my dad, and I have to fall in the ocean 12 times, so...
Great. Then, before our rehearsal tomorrow, there's one important thing you have to do.
Ah, Quintus! Good morning.
My Lord Caesar is too kind.
Righto. How's it coming along? All ready for our first rehearsal?
Ah, yes. Well, you see...
I must say, I'm looking forward to getting this play up on its feet.
Then it's just as well I turned up.
Mark? Why are you here?
Well, Antelus told me about this patriotic play you're doing. He even showed me the script.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And it's not bad. But it needs a, what do you call it?
A director.
That's it. So I put myself forward.
You? Director? But I thought he was the director.
Once he saw how keen I was, he was happy to step aside, weren't you?
Yep.
But you don't even like theatre.
Yeah, because it's boring. But thanks to me, it won't be, eh?
No, sir.
I've had some ideas for the story that should really make it sizzle. How much would it run us to add some more arms to the giant sea monster?
Well, sir...
What giant sea monster?
Oh, that's a new addition.
Octavia? How many new additions are there? What have you changed?
Oh, the beginning and the middle and a bit of the ending. That's all.
The story of how Mark Antony went toe-to-toe with a pirate king. That should put bums on seats.
Oh, absolutely. Bums on seats.
And I got rid of all that rolling hills pastoral crap at the start.
But the majesty of the Patria is what makes it patriotic. And epic.
Nah, mate. Epic is fighting a giant sea monster.
But what about the pirates?
The sea monster is a pirate, mate. Huge twist in the second act.
Are we starting yet?
In a moment.
What's Epidus doing here?
He's playing the monster. Thought it'd be funny.
But this isn't what we needed.
I'm the director, mate. I say what we need around here. Which means Mark Antony doesn't fall into the sea 12 times. You get me?
Well, that was just an idea we were tossing around.
Yes, and Mark tossed it out.
But look here. You may be the director, but I'm the
producer.
That's the one. So, it's really my decision.
Director Trump's producer, I'd say.
Oh, well, art is a collaborative effort. And since you two have so much experience working together to govern the Republic, which is much harder than putting on a play, I'm sure this show will run smoothly.
Well said. A joint effort. Gaius?
A joint effort? What fun.
Excuse me, gentlemen?
What's that?
It's an actor.
Why has it got no face?
It's a mask. They all wear them.
Oh, fair play. Thought my days were numbered then. What do you want?
Could I borrow the Lady Octavia for a moment, sir?
Well, be quick. We need to crack on. You lot, set up for Act Two.
We haven't actually done Act One.
Act One is cut. Let's get moving.
Charmian, did you see Gaius? He looked crushed.
You're wonderful.
That's sweet, darling, but we've a long way to go yet.
It'll work. I can feel it. They'll be at each other's throats in no time at all. Gaius will storm off in a huff, and Mark will get bored with the logistics and give up.
You might need to push things along here and there.
Oh, don't worry. I'm leaving nothing to chance. And when they're both gone, we can put on the play our way.
Your way. Just try not to get too carried away, is all.
That's like asking the tide not to roll in.
Quintus, you sneaky son of a...
I thought I could smell a plot.
It's for a good cause. It'll get us a play with artistic merit.
Whereas if your plan goes wrong, it'll net us two very powerful enemies. So, be careful.
You're not going to stop us?
As if I could. But remember, at the end of the day, all I want is a happy cast, a happy audience, and to go home to my nice warm bed alive and breathing.
You will, I promise.
Then best get to our places before the general orders us to march on Gaul. This could be a long day.
Aha! General Antony, your attempt has failed. At last I, Sextus Pompey, scourge of the wine-dark sea, have you at my mercy.
I pity you, Pompey, for turning your back on the glory of Rome.
Well, What is that sound? Is this some vile magic of yours, Cleopatra?
No, but now you'll see why Egypt shall forever be loyal to Rome.
Quake in fear, pirate scum! I am Gaius Octavius Caesar, and you will die by my blade.
Oh, hero!
Have at you!
Stop!
What's the matter? You stopped her at the best bit.
Best bit? When I'm standing there like a eunuch at an orgy?
Well, what do you want to do about it?
Gentlemen, may I suggest a rewrite?
Aha! Gaius Octavius Caesar! Your attempt has failed! At last I have you at my mercy.
I pity you, Pompey, for turning your back on the glory of Rome.
What's that sound? Is this some vile magic of yours, Cleopatra?
No, but now...
Stand back, pirate scum! I am Mark Antony, and you will die by my blade.
Our hero!
General Antony! Have you been working out?
Yes, and I also have lots of sex.
Stop!
What? He's just telling it like it is. Great work, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Mark, if you're not going to take this seriously...
You're the one snivelling about few changes in the script.
May I suggest another rewrite?
Aha! Gaius Octavius Caesar, your attempt has failed.
I pity you, Pompey, for turning your back on the glory of Rome.
Oh, what is that sound? Is this some vile magic of yours? General Mark Antony?
Nope.
I am Queen Cleopatra, and I'm here to save the day.
Stop! Rewrite!
Aha! Sextus Pompey, your attempt has failed. At last, I, General Antony, have you at my mercy.
I pity you, Mark Antony, for being Roman, I guess.
Quake in fear, you scum! No, sorry, what am I doing again?
Stop! Rewrite!
Aha! General Antony and Gaius Octavius Caesar, your attempt has failed. I have you at my mercy.
I pity you for turning your back on the glory of Rome.
What's that sound? Cleopatra?
No, but now you'll see why Egypt is loyal to Rome.
It's me! I'm a big scary monster! I'm going to eat you!
Stop!
Rewrite?
What if I had the sword?
What if I had 10 swords?
Why isn't this working?
The blocking is the problem. The set is the problem. The sky is the problem.
Okay, once more, and make it good.
At last I, Sextus Pompey, have you at my mercy.
I pity you. Rome. Rome, Rome, Rome.
Now you'll see why Egypt and so on.
Aha, you shall die first. Hack, hack, chop, chop. You can fall down dead now, Lepidus.
Oh, lovely. But should I fall to the left or the right?
Left.
Okay, let's take a break. Our patrons have another decision to make.
Look, Gaius, the sun went down an hour ago.
If a job's worth doing, it's worth doing properly.
Well, chaps, how are we doing?
We're not.
We've tried this scene every way we can, and it's still not working.
It's a tricky one, yeah.
And if we can't get it right...
Then it's hardly worth doing the play. What do you think?
I'd say that art is tough. It's a constant, grueling voyage of discovery.
So it seems.
You've got to find the heart of the story and then keep it beating once you've attacked it from every angle. That takes time and passion and patience.
Yeah.
So, what I'd suggest, if I may be so bold, is that if the two of you were to take a step back and leave this to the experts, then, well...
Octavia's right. Find the heart of the story. And the heart of the story is...
killing pirates!
What?
We've been overthinking this.
Totally overthinking.
Let's cut the scene. Cut the rescue.
And get to the action. The two of us beating the crap out of pirates.
Yes!
What's happening?
We just took a step back.
So glad we got that sorted.
No.
Quintus, get him on stage once more from the top.
This isn't quite what I meant.
Thanks for the help, Octavia.
We couldn't have done it without you.
No problem. Barkeep, hit me again. More wine.
I can't. We've none left. You've drunk it all.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't your new play on tonight? Thought you'd have been over there at the theatre.
I'm enjoying my last hour before I have to flee Rome.
A stinker, is it?
Oh, yeah. You have no idea.
Easy.
Guess I better face the music. Should have gone off with Pompey's crew after all. I could have been a great pirate.
No, after a week the shanties would get really old.
Cleopatra, you saw the play?
Left early to avoid the crush.
More like you couldn't bear to stay till the end, eh?
Oh, it ended a while ago.
What was that?
That's your audience enjoying the third encore.
Encore? You mean they actually liked it?
They loved it. They'll be quoting this play for weeks.
But how? Why?
You artists, always challenging yourselves and then running scared. See how happy they are?
But it was so stupid.
A deconstruction of the epic form. And a critique of Roman machismo, I'd say. Oh, and I loved the giant sea monster.
Octavia!
Where have you been? You missed the whole show.
Well, I was...
Just as well you did. They laughed at it all the way through.
We were meant to look awesome. What happened in there?
You entertained your people. And you showed you could poke fun at yourselves. I must grudgingly congratulate you.
Really?
Never underestimate the power of making people smile. I say this calls for drinks, wouldn't you?
Not for me, thanks. I need to work out where we went wrong.
As you wish. Shall we, Mark?
Sure. Be happy to. See you later, Gaius. Octavia.
Listen, Octavia.
What?
I owe you an apology. Theatre is really hard. You understand it, and I don't. Why were they laughing?
Probably because you can't just tell people how strong you are. You got to back it up with actions. I was held hostage, and you did nothing.
The situation was difficult.
I'm your sister.
I know. As I said, it was difficult. Really difficult.
Yeah.
Hey, how about I get that drink for Rome's most beloved playwright?
Referring to me or you?
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardo. This episode was written by Sarah Shackett and David K. Barnes. It was edited by Nico Vitese, Catherine Seaton, and Catherine Rinella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Sarah Lambie, Harry Roebuck, Kazim Tosin Amore, Benjamin Garrison, Lara Sawalha, Aaron Lewis Cadogan, Andy Seacombe, and Sarah Arga. Cry Havoc Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.